It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Justice Department has a big decision to make. Parts of new laws in Colorado and Washington State legalize small amounts of recreational marijuana. Those laws take effect early next month, and the Obama administration needs to choose between suing to stop that legalization or letting those states go their own way, even though the drug remains illegal under federal law. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, says the message he got from voters is unambiguous.
Certainly, our voters want marijuana to be regulated like alcohol. That's what they clearly said.
Hickenlooper has talked with the U.S. Attorney General, but he came away with little certainty about what the Justice Department will do. Here's the problem. A federal law called the Controlled Substances Act still ranks marijuana as a dangerous and addictive drug in the same class as heroin. That old law is rubbing against a new coalition of voters, particularly in western states. In fact, on Election Day, more voters in Colorado and Washington cast their ballots for marijuana legalization than for President Obama. Ryan Grimm, who wrote a book on the drug, pointed that out to amused hosts on MSNBC.
In fact, in Colorado, pot got 50,000 more votes than Obama. So you don't want to be on the wrong side of that.
Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg says there's been a steady movement in that direction since the 1990s.
Marijuana is different than other social issues and other cultural issues because there are reasons that you might support reform that are very conservative.
Greenberg worked for the Washington State Marijuana Initiative. She says 39% of Republican voters and 45% of seniors in the state backed legalization.
The most important reason that people cite is that they think the system's broken, doesn't work, and that it would be better to regulate it and get the tax revenue and also allow law enforcement to concentrate on more violent, crime.
I know there will be young people who get harmed by this, by the confusion, by the failure to take actions we can take that we know we should need to take from past experience.
John Walters was the national drug czar for President George W. Bush. He's bothered by the listless response from the Justice Department and worried about another trend, too.
More teenagers are dependent on marijuana than alcohol today. More teenagers have been starting to smoke marijuana than smoking cigarettes.
But the legalization movement has been attracting many more law and order voices, including retired judges, federal prosecutors, and veteran police officers who lobbied on behalf of the new state laws. One of them is Norm Stamper, a former police chief in Seattle.
You'd have to be awfully naive to think that the federal government is simply going to ignore these two major developments, two states passing legalization of marijuana for adults.
That leaves a few possibilities. One is a Justice Department lawsuit seeking to stop the state laws in their tracks by arguing federal law trumps the state measures. Another is more enforcement of federal drug laws. But Stamper says he doesn't think federal agents have enough resources to swoop into Washington and Colorado to crack down on marijuana offenses. That could argue for a third approach, Stamper says.
What we're all hoping for, what we're essentially lobbying for, it's for the federal government to view these two states as laboratories, as incubators of new ideas and better ideas for dealing with the country's challenge of regulating marijuana.
18 Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives wrote the Attorney General last week urging just that path. They said the tide of public opinion is changing at the ballot box and in state houses across the country. A Justice Department spokeswoman says they're reviewing the initiatives and that for now, nothing has changed. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.